This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, what is the most, I don't want to say popular, but what is a favorite medication out there? You guys are so due for a pop quiz. I cannot believe. Yeah, I'm a professor now at Toro University. I should be having pop quizzes just falling out of my pockets. And I can't believe I've neglected you guys all this time because you guys are really overdue for a pop quiz. But what is not the most popular, but the most favorite medication in the United States? Viagra. Right? The most popular is narcotics, Xanaxes, aspirin, Tylenol, ibuprofen. It's very hard to rate because now that ibuprofen is over the counter plus prescription, how do you tell? The stomach medicines, statins are pretty popular, but the favorite medication is Viagra because, you know, most people don't have side effects with it and they seem to be pretty happy. Well, now this could be a favorite medication for doctors and researchers. Right now, they are looking at how it could prevent the onset of dementia. Now, sildenafil is the brand name of Viagra, and tadalafil is also in that class, and it's an erectile dysfunction drug similar to Viagra, and is right now being tested on British volunteers to see whether the treatment increases blood flow to the brain. Now, for some of you going, well, wait a second. Really? Viagra? How would that help dementia? Well, it should be self-explanatory if it helps retain, you know, push blood and keep, but it doesn't push the blood, but it prevents the feedback mechanism for the blood to leave the penis so that the erection falls. It maintains the erection longer. Its properties on the vessels, allowing the blood flow to still engorge, could possibly have applications to the brain. And again, that should all be kind of self-explanatory, okay? And stop the giggles. Experts at St. George's University of London hope the treatment could be used to help prevent or slow down the onset of vascular dementia. And vascular dementia is the second most common form of dementia after Alzheimer's disease. It causes the memory issues, speech issues, concentration problems. So remember I helped you guys make that distinction. Alzheimer's is where you have the buildup of plaques and buildup of the amyloid and the tau proteins in the brain that causes these neurofibrillary triangles, and it messes up with the conduits and the nerve signals, conduits. Why can't we pronounce it conduits? Sounds better than conduits. And it prevents accurate transmission of the nerve cells, and it starts to deteriorate areas of the brain, cause atrophy, etc. Okay, so Alzheimer's. Vascular dementia is a little different. Vascular dementia is where you're not getting good blood flow. Maybe you have diabetes, maybe you have high blood pressure, maybe you have high cholesterol. And a lot of people are misdiagnosed as having Alzheimer's when they actually have vascular dementia. You know, one of my relatives deteriorated very rapidly, and everybody called it old-timers. And I'm like, old-timers? They go, well, it's that old-timers, it's Alzheimer's? I go, how do you know? Well, you can't, because you can't really biopsy a brain. You don't want to biopsy a very healthy, you don't want to biopsy a healthy person. Many times Alzheimer's is found on autopsy. And even though we are trying to find ways to diagnose Alzheimer's, okay, by other means, we want to be able to find markers early on. But, I'm like, well, maybe this is more vascular or multi-infarct dementia. Multi-infarct dementia is when, the brain's not getting all the blood it needs, cells start to die off. and the infarcts or the lack of flow starts to cause brain damage. So what do we do? Well, to prevent multi-infarct dementia or vascular dementia, we need to make sure you have good blood vessels. And one way to do that is to make sure that your cholesterol is low. We also want to make sure you don't have sticky sugar that are lining the blood vessels. We want to make sure you have good kidneys, good oxygenation, good exercise, and, you know, that you're using your brain, all right? You know, the more you use, you know, you don't use it, you lose it. So, you know, they were talking about, you know, stimulatory jobs or jobs where you communicate more. They've even been talking about people who are bilingual seem to have less onset of dementia. Now, that's kind of difficult to prove still, because if we don't see dementia in a lot of, let's say, Hispanic populations, and many Americans are not bilingual, but many Hispanics are. They speak Spanish and English. So if somebody says, you see, you speak two languages, you're less likely to get dementia and or Alzheimer's, and you're like, well, wait a second here. But maybe it's something within the Hispanic genotype. So there's, you know, or culture, that something that they're doing with their diet that could be possibly preventing that. You know, maybe it's the healthy fats from avocado or the salsa, the tomatoes. You know, so I mean, that, you know, you got to be very, very careful when you say bilingual. Lingual people, you know, you got to look at the, you know, people that speak German and English or Japanese and English. You know, it has to be studied a little bit more in depth, which I believe they are studying that. Okay, so they've looked at trials with 24 people in London, with another 30 that are taking part in coming months, and they expect to publish their results after these people are taking Viagra. Now, they say the drug is in your blood for about 24 hours, so we would only need one pill a day. So some of you, and now, okay, Viagra, didn't Viagra at one point cost $10 for one pill? Did that finally go down? Is Viagra cheaper now? I don't know. Tom, do you buy Viagra?
No, I don't buy Viagra. I have no idea what Viagra costs.
Yeah, I mean, my husband shouldn't be if he says he is, and I'd like to know on who. All right, well, anyway, so I'd like to find out how much Viagra, but I remember at one point it was like $10 a pill. So this could be still a very, very expensive form, what, $3,000 a month, would that be? So it could still be, unfortunately, a very expensive, treatment. But if Viagra ends up becoming approved for increasing blood flow and preventing vascular dementia, this could be pretty cool. So I'm excited about that. All right, guys, don't go away. Do high heels cause cancer? Researchers say they do. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have been told for decades to stop wearing high heels. And many of us women like looking sexy. I love wearing the heels to look sexy, but after about 7.5 minutes, I need to take them off. In fact, there was a study that the average woman could only last 1 hour and 45 minutes in her high heels. And it's true. You know, because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so whenever there's an event, they usually have an event at one of the, you know, fancy hotels. And so you have to park, or even valet, even if you valet, you know, because sometimes you're like, okay, you know what, you know, it's free valet, you know, just give them a good tip, you know, we get to look like, you know, we're kind of walking in, you know, like, la, 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 you know, it's like, cool, son of a valet, but, you know, when I need to be cheap, I just, you know, park in the, you know, the parking structure, and so it's a long walk in heels, so, you know, well, one, just walking down the stairs, we have a two-story house, and so, you know, my bedroom's upstairs, and then you got to walk downstairs, and to me, just those stairs is enough to mess up my heels. So by the time you walk, then you get to the car, then you take the car to the parking lot, then you walk, and then once you get to the hotel, you have to walk a half a mile to finally find the conference room, and the conference room is usually in the convention center. The convention center is a long walk, and then by the time you get there, you're done. So I am taking off my shoes before I even get to hit the hors d'oeuvres. And this is why they don't really invite me to parties too much, okay? Well, now they're saying, in addition to what it does to your back and to your knees and to your joints and to your feet, it can cause cancer. All right, so here we go. All right. Previous studies have suggested that the heels can cause, you know, hammer toes. That's where your toes become permanently bent, muscle fatigue, osteoarthritis, etc. And now we are looking at Dr. David Angus, a professor of medicine at the University of Southern California, who is a leading cancer specialist. And in his book, A Short Guide to a Long Life, this lists simple steps you could take to reduce your risk of cancer and long-term illness. He includes avoiding heels and spending more time in comfortable shoes. He argues that wearing uncomfortable shoes every day doesn't just cause unnecessary pain and damaged joints, but it actively triggers low-level inflammation as the body struggles with being forced into an unnatural posture and gait. He says inflammation is part of the body's natural healing process, whether it's puffiness around a splinter or swelling around a joint. The process is triggered when the body encounters harmful stimuli such as bacteria, injury, or irritants. Now, I'm supposed to be on News 3 later today to talk about the air quality. And so, you know, right now I'm kind of wearing flats because it's comfortable, but I want to wear, you know, my sexy high heels in case for some reason my feet show up. One reason why I do it is I really need the attention off my butt and off my face. So if I can have people look at the shoes and go, oh, you know what, she's good looking, then I got a mate. You know, that's why I wear high heels. Why do women wear high heels? Okay, one is it does. It makes you feel sexy. I don't know what it is. Is it the posturing? Is it the height? But when I look at my leg in a heel, I just think it looks better. Now, mind you, usually my feet, you know, especially if I forget to shave, I mean, they're not the very best looking. You know, the ankles are swollen. You know, I'll wear flip-flops or tennis shoes, and I don't really have good-looking feet. Yet when I'm in a high heel and my toes are painted and you could actually see the skin of my feet, you know, they look pretty sexy. So, you know, I don't really have a lot of sexy qualities about me. You know, I mean, maybe my ear on my face, but that's about it. You know, so I got to use what I got. And I got big feet. My feet are size 10. A lot of you see my pictures on Facebook and you go, gosh, you got big hands. Well, I got big feet. I got very big feet. You know, I mean, if I were a guy, wow, you know, yeah. So I got big hands, I got big feet, and I the double D's. So I think there is something to that. I don't understand why, but, you know, very, yeah, and all the women in my family have been very, very big-footed and big-busted. Maybe it's the German in us. I don't know, I got German, and I got Russian, and I got Austrian, and I got Polish. We have Puerto Rican. We have everything in our family. So I don't know what it is, but that doesn't mean we're sexy women. I mean, we're just big-footed, big-breasted, big-handed, hairy women. I mean, if you find that sexy, have at us. Okay, anyway, let's go back to the shoes. So he argues that, okay, so we're just talking about the uncomfortable. He said, so inflammation obviously could, okay, yeah, sorry, guys. I had to find my place. Come on, give me a break. I had to find my place. You should be studying for your pop quiz. You shouldn't be critiquing my broadcasting skills. Don't be critiquing my broadcasting skills. Study. All right, here we go. They say scientists now believe that if low levels of inflammation are allowed to become chronic, the process could become highly destructive. They say what happens is the chemical messengers in the body trigger a low-grade smoldering response without us noticing this damages tissues throughout the body. Some of you are probably thinking, well, wait a second. Dahlia always talks about how inflammation causes heart attack. First, it's Dr. Dahlia, okay? We gotta stop calling me Dahlia, because unfortunately many of you guys forget that I'm a doctor, and I don't mind. I mean, I don't, you know, I wouldn't make my patients call me doctor, but when I hear you guys talk going, wait a second, you know, she's not even a real doctor. Oh, hell to the no. Okay, I studied and I passed medical school and I did an internship and I did a residency and I did 36-hour shifts. I am a doctor, okay? Make no mistake about that. I may not sound like it, okay? And I may not look the part, but I is, okay? So cut me some slack. All right, now, they say, although the science is unclear, it seems the same chemicals which are critical for the healing process could inadvertently cause damage. And it could also contribute to hardening of the arteries. So how inflammation could cause cancer could also cause heart disease. They say certain kinds of inflammation have been linked to the most troubling degenerative disease, like heart disease, Alzheimer's, autoimmune disease, diabetes, and can dramatically increase cancer risk. So wearing high heels, I don't know how the heck they are going to study this, okay? Because most women in their life, I mean, I guess what you could do is, there may be a small group of women that have never worn heels. And you could look at them and see if they ever develop cancer. But I don't see how that could be a very valid study. You know, what about the BRCA gene? What about if they smoke? What about, you know? And I mean, I wear heels, but maybe, you know, once or twice a month. You know, so I mean, does that count? This is going to be very hard to quantitate. So Professor Agus believes that if your body has to deal with ongoing chronic inflammation, it could shut down its DNA repair process to concentrate on the inflammation instead. When the body's DNA repair shop is closed, it leaves us vulnerable to cancer and other diseases. Wearing heels all day, every day, can create inflammation in the crushed toes, the balls of the feet, and rubbed heels. The impact can travel right up to the leg to trigger joint degeneration and arthritis in the knee, and then the high heels could affect the ankles, the hips, and the muscles of the back. You know, some of you guys wonder why my butt is so, like, bouncy. And it's really not fat, but believe it or not, because I exercise a lot. It's because of, you know, my shoes and my feet. So they say what you could do is, if you want to have height, you could use wedges, because wedges give the impression of height while keeping the foot relatively flat. But unfortunately, if you are, and you know, guys, think about it. You know, many of us, we go through work. When are they going to do a study on Spanx? Many of us wear Spanx or these smoothers or, you know, skinny underwear to make us look skinnier. It doesn't really work, by the way. Okay? So many of us wear those. And I got to tell you, you know, I see blood vessels like dilate, and I almost get petechiae, you know, when I put my Spanx on and take them off. I mean, I'm bruising, I'm getting these you know, hivish wheals on my skin, and I wonder, you know, going 12 hours wearing Spanx, I wonder if that's also going to be studied, because if really inflammation causes cancer, that's a problem. So for you men and women that wear high heels, you got to be careful, all right? Just if you're having any sort of inflammatory aspect, don't. And listen to your body. I want to know what we should do for men that are very uncomfortable in ties. You know, they have to sit there wearing a tie. I have two boys and my husband, and they can't stand wearing ties, you know, because they got big necks. Okay, and there's, you know, I mean, my older son and my husband are built like linebackers, and the younger one, he just likes to complain. So, and you know, I don't know if I could wear a tie. I mean, I'll wear necklaces, you know, and I'll, you know, wear sweaters and turtlenecks, you know, to cover things up. It takes duct tape to cover things up sometimes, but keep things where they're supposed to be. But I don't like things around my neck either. So, you know, I'm almost wondering, you know, if your body doesn't like something and you seem to be, you know, like let's say your body doesn't like the Dr. Dahlia show, well, then shut it off. Okay? You know, inflammation causes cancer. And that's how unselfish I am. If my show is that inflammatory and is that irritating, then don't listen to it. I mean, it's not worth the heart attack and it's not worth the cancer. Okay? But for those of you who think it's very healing and very soothing, all right, keep listening. All right, many of you guys have asked me what's going on with Dolly the sheep and her clone sisters. Actually, none of you have asked. I'll tell you what's going on with Dolly the sheep and her sisters. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed,
and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I kind of get the spidey sense every now and then when I'm due to talk to my mom. I haven't actually talked to her in almost 2 weeks. And I know when she's thinking about me. And when she's, my mom has that ability. I know a lot of you guys don't believe in a lot of hocus pocus stuff, but when it comes to mothers, wow, they have some sixth sense, some spidey sense, something. And as her daughter, I am, boy, am I feeling it. And I just, over the break, felt, you know, some of those evil vibes. Look, I love my mom, and she's not evil, but I just sense that there's, she's mad about something, and because I haven't talked to her in a while, I'm going to be getting it soon. And I just got that feeling. It's the same feeling I had when I was a little girl. And, you know, I bring this up. Maybe the reason why I bring it up is because we're talking about the sheep Dolly. Dolly, I think, is dead. Dolly was the sheep that was cloned, remember? But, you know, my name Dolly came from my mom. My name is Dahlia, but she would call me Dolly. So whenever I see Dolly, I think I think of my mom. And, I mean, I love my mom, but I'm scared of her. I'm you guys thought I was scared of like Hillary Clinton or whatever. No, I'm scared of my mom. Scariest woman alive. In fact, maybe she should run against Hillary. Okay, anyway. Love my mom, but scared. So, anyway, let's talk about the, I'll call her. I mean, I don't know what else to do. I don't know how to face my fears. I'll just call her. I mean, it's probably something stupid. You know, are you gaining weight or, did you learn how to wax your eyebrows correctly? Something like that. But I just gotta get it over with, and I don't know when, to make that phone call. I notice a lot of us do that now, where, I'll leave a message, and people will say, look, let me talk to you, but let me talk to you when I could, sit down and I'm not at work, or, when I have some alcohol or some marijuana on board. Are we at that step or that stage now where we have to prep to have a conversation with somebody like me or in our family? Yeah, I get that all the time. Like, look, I did get your message 2 days ago, but, I wasn't in a position where I could call you. And I'm like, well, you could call me from your car. You could call me, when you're in a grocery store line. It's only a 2-second call, but it sounds like people need to brace themselves, like a crash. They got to brace themselves for a phone conversation. Now, maybe it's because I have a lot of juicy, ideas and they want to write this stuff down. It could be that. But for my mom, it's not that. Although if she ever asks, tell her that's why. It's because mom, everything you say, I want to write down because it's so brilliant and so poetic. That's the story I'm going to tell her. But I think the reason why I need to brace myself is because no matter what conversation we have, no matter how long the conversation is, whether it's 2 minutes or whether it's 2 hours, it's rarely 2 minutes, always somehow in there, something makes me feel guilty, or just something is a dig, and then I get mad, for the rest of the year. So it's like I gotta, if I'm like, oh look, because I gotta go on TV the next day, or I gotta, go on air, I gotta do this. I'm like, no, don't talk to her because I cannot get upset. I just have to. So a lot of us do avoidance, which is a very healthy psychological technique. We'll talk about that. But anyway, I just gotta get through it. Let's get through the radio show. Look, it's already ruining my morning. My mom has done nothing except think. Okay, some hocus pocus thoughts my way, and already my day is ruined. That's mom's for you. When I call her, she'll be like, "Oh, hello," and I go, "Don't oh hello me. I almost died today. Why? Because I had to call you." Clone sisters of Dolly the sheep are alive and kicking. So yay! So we have some relatives of Dolly. They're named Daisy, Debbie, Denise, and Diana. Says Kevin Sinclair, a developmental biologist at the University of Nottingham in England. The sheep are just 4 of 13 clones called Sinclair Shepherds, but they're the most famous because of their relationship to Dolly. The sheep had made headlines, Dolly had made headlines a couple decades ago when they first successfully cloned Dolly. Sister clones probably best describes them. They actually come from the exact same batch of cells that Dolly came from. Recently, Sinclair and his colleagues celebrated the sister's 9th birthday, which he explains would be like the 70th birthday of a human. In an article in the journal Nature Communications, Sinclair and his colleagues wrote that the ewe's age, I guess a sheep is a ewe, an E-U-E, or is it ooh? Is it called you or ooh? E-W-E, the ooze. We'll call it ooh. Like, it doesn't matter. When I talk to my mom, she's going to correct me anyway. Along with their strapping health might be the reason for people to start feeling more optimistic about what cloning can do. I'm not optimistic. I can't stand the idea that we're cloning. That freaks me out. Okay? Why? And I can understand you guys wanting to clone somebody like me. But I, what if I'm evil You don't want to clone people. No.
You mean you don't already have an evil clone?
Yeah, no.
Mine is out there, I know, and I am still hunting for that head.
Ooh, what do you think? Is it a he or a she? You think it's a she?
What? I'm pretty sure it's a he with clone. A goatee that's not mine.
Yeah, I haven't plucked in a couple days, Tom. I could be your evil clone.
Oh, no. There can only be one.
All right. So if you don't think it's me, I'll help you hunt for him. Hopefully he's single. Yeah, I'm not allowed to date. I'm not allowed to date anybody at GCN Network. I think that's in my contract. But I could definitely date an evil clone and not get in trouble. So let me know if he's single. Oh wait, I can't. I'm still married. Shoot. Damn. Anyway, okay. So they say Dolly's life did not turn out as scientists in the cloning field hoped. She died very young at 6.5 years old from a nasty lung virus. But that was bad luck. It had nothing to do with Dolly being a clone. She also had osteoarthritis in her knees and her hip. Oh my God. It's almost like they're describing me. And her hip was at a surprisingly early age, the tips of her chromosomes were short, both signs that she'd age more quickly than a normal sheep. So that kind of threw fuel to the fire and strengthened concerns that clones may age prematurely. But the fact that we have Denise and Debbie and Daisy and Diana, it shows that these animals can live nice and long. So what does that mean for us? Well, I don't know. I mean, they're watching the blood pressure, metabolism, heart function, muscle and joints, etc. I don't know. I mean, I can understand. Let's say somebody had the genetic material of Ronald Reagan. And here we are in the year 2016 going, boy, we sure could use a Ronald Reagan. And then, but see, the problem with that application is it's going to take, what, he took office in the 60s? I mean, or, no, 70s. Yeah, so we need, I mean, unfortunately, you almost have to clone somebody like as soon as possible so then they're around later. I don't know. And who's to say they're going to be that awesome in the year 3000, let's say. Okay, I mean, I've thought of that. I go, should we clone a Dr. Dahlia so that, the world later could have the Dr. Dahlia show, in the year, 2090. Which I'm sure is going to be in very high demand. And some of you are like, no, because the Dr. Dolly show only works, because of what's going on in life now. Later there's going to be Game of Thrones season 2000. We're not going to want to hear Dr. Dolly. So nobody's going to want to clone me, which is, also I don't think there's enough, lingerie departments that make bras as big as they need to be. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 2/3 of Americans are okay if doctors ask them about guns. A majority of U.S. adults say it's at least sometimes appropriate for doctors to discuss guns with patients during checkups. 23% of people surveyed thought it was always okay for doctors to ask about guns. 14% said this was usually appropriate, and an additional 30% considered it reasonable. Overall, people who didn't own firearms were more supportive of doctors bringing up the topic. They say, I think that some gun owners may have had negative experiences with doctors who were judgmental or offensive, and some may worry that doctors are trying to confiscate them. Conversations about gun safety between providers and patients should be non-judgmental, educational, focused. No, you guys are missing the point. That's not why patients are concerned. They're concerned because it goes in a database. Okay, when I ask about gun safety in the house, because there's kids, and I want to remind them about locking it up, remind them that other kids coming over, your kid may know about a gun, but their best friend may not. And there's a hesitancy on the other side of the room. Don't go away. Let's talk about that. Should doctors, do they have a right to ask you about guns? Do you want your doctor asking you? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
You bet I do. We are back. back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We are organizing Nevada National Blood Donation Day. I apologize. Nevada Blood Donation Day had spawned a campaign to now make blood donation days in every single state, as the Red Cross is continually asking and inviting people to donate, as well as United Blood Services and blood banks throughout the country, as these blood shortages are so detrimental. And this summer has been a tough one because of Zika and many people who travel not being able to donate. I'm able to donate as of mid-August, but I'm probably going to be doing it on National Blood Donation Day. Even if you can't donate blood, we sure could use your help in hosting a blood drive. Really cool, lots of fun, and very easy to host a blood drive, because United Blood Services, American Red Cross, or blood banks throughout the country, wherever you live, handle that for you. They even bring the cookies and the goodies. So if you can help and be a part of this, we are getting every state involved. Contact us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Look at the website and you'll see how we have the states listed and how we're going to make things happen. We're very, very excited about this. And again, one pint of blood saves three lives. So imagine what the whole country could do. All right, we got to get our poop together and we got to get to work. Okay, so, you know, there's been a lot of debate on whether doctors have a right to ask you if you have a firearm. And, you know, when I was in training, it was paramount for us to find out, because, you know, we are your kid's doctor. We are your kid's advocate as a family doctor. Okay, it's my job to protect everybody in the family. So if you have a gun and, you know, you're thinking, yeah, you know what, my kid knows he's not supposed to play with guns. Yet I'm like, but do they have sleepovers? And do these kids sneak around the house when they're not supposed to during the sleepover? Well, yeah. Then it's my job to make people think about what they may not. And so absolutely I've asked if there were guns in the house. If somebody lied to me, I didn't, you know, pursue it. I mean, they, you know, and I wouldn't continue down that path, but I would close by saying, if you did have any weapons in the house, all right, just, you know, make sure that, cleaning ladies don't accidentally, put them in the toy box, you know, make sure that, you know, what you have in the house is locked up, you know, because there's been these cases where these happen. And so, you know, when there was concern about people Second Amendment rights, and as medical records started to go electronic, and we had not been electronic at the time, I understood why people were concerned. And so what I would do is say, look, you know, I know you suffer from depression, and you know, I'm supposed to ask you if you have a gun in the house, etc., but you know, I want to make sure you're not going to hurt yourself. So you don't have to reveal to me if you have a gun in the house or not, but you know, if you think there's a means in your house, usually what I do is I ask them, you know, what's your plan? If somebody, let's say, wants to kill themselves, and that's another reason why we ask if you have guns in the house. Let's say we have somebody that comes in with depression, and they're pretty severely depressed, or they don't say they're depressed. A lot of times they're like, you know, I just don't have any more goals. I just don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm not sure. No one likes me. I don't have a lot of friends. You know, already they're kind of starting to circulate around. I'm alone in this world. Why do I need to be in this world? What's the next world like? I start getting a little nervous. And so you ask if there's a gun in the house, or, you know, I usually ask, you know, have you thought of suicide? A lot of people, you know, are very honest about it. Yeah, I thought of it. I wouldn't do it. I mean, I had a thought years ago. I saw counseling. I wouldn't do that. I, if I feel convinced, not that a brief, you know, 10-15 minute interaction in a doctor's office will tell me if somebody's going to kill themselves or not. I had one patient who killed themselves, and I never knew they were depressed. And we weren't sure if he had done drugs at the time, but his wife had come home, and he had taken a gun, and he had blown his brains out. And we don't know if it was, you know, ever investigated as a homicide, but, you know, he had been holding the gun when he had been found dead. And so, you know, many times we have no idea because people hide it. You know, if they were that good about talking about it and opening up, they probably wouldn't, you know, end up doing it. But it's the ones who feel like they have nobody to talk to, or that don't know how to open up, they're unfortunately the ones that do. So I'm, you know, I'll go look. You know, do you have any thoughts of suicide? Do you have any, have you ever thought of doing it? You know, and if they say, yeah, you know, I'm like, well, what, how would you do it? If you were to kill yourself, you know, because that's a scary thought. You know, a painful thought. How would you do it? Well, I got a bottle of pills, or I have a gun, or, you know, I'll jump off the bridge, or, you know, and so, you know, that's when you start to get a little bit more meat on what they're doing. Okay? And so as a doctor, sometimes you are the only, or a medical provider, you are the only one between that person and that gun, or that gun and that family. And so depending on the situation, we may get authorities involved, we may, you know, get psychiatry involved. So many people now are very concerned about what is in their record. And if they know gosh darn well that doctors are going to be held responsible if something goes wrong, and that doctors have to document everything, okay, and if an electronic system, an electronic medical system could be accessed by the government, then how truthful do you think many people are? And so what's very frustrating is we want to educate everybody. And unfortunately, sometimes these movements cause a lot of people to go quiet. And so what I did in my last few years of practice before I became an assistant professor at Toro University of Nevada is what I would do is I would just blanketly educate everybody and go, look, if you have guns in the house, okay, you know, lock them up, you know, boom, 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 go through the, you know. And the funny thing is I think most people do have guns now. I mean, you know, most people want to defend themselves. And I think a lot of people, especially with what's been going on, a lot of people are looking to get their CCW, their concealed carry. A lot of people have something in the house, a weapon of any sort. If any of you have ever been broken into, and I saw the guy in the house, it was 2 a.m, and I had the shotgun, and I was standing right in front of my kids' rooms. And I told him to get the blank out. And I was ready to fire warning shots, although now that I've told everybody I would fire warning shots, you don't know what I'm going to do next time. But if you're in my house, and I think you're going to be coming up to my baby's rooms, okay, no warning shot. There is no way I'm going to let anybody hurt my family. Corey was asleep, and the dog was asleep, and the alarm had gone off. I mean, it's ridiculous. That's okay. Mama's in charge. Mama's here. Even though yesterday the cats were going after each other, and I got so scared I called Corey. I'm like, Corey, there was a spider in the bathroom. Corey! But when it comes to somebody breaking into the house, I grab the gun and it's amazing. I'm not scared of that, but I'm not scared of people, but I am scared of spiders. It blows my mind. Anyway. And kitty cats. Oh, I'm so scared of my cats. So, you know, what I would suggest is rather than a medical provider go, do you have guns in the house? Because somebody could just say no and then they move on. I wouldn't do that. I would just say, look, okay, if you have guns in the house, or you have anything that could be, you know, used as a weapon. You know, keep in mind, kids hurt themselves with these things. Okay? You know, and there was a case where a cleaning lady, there was a gun in a toy box. And it could have been that the cleaning lady had saw the gun. It was near with the kid's toy area, so she thought it was a toy gun. Puts it in the toy box, the kid takes it, plays with it, shoots himself. So these are the stories I like to educate people on so that they remember. And so, you know, look, if you leave a gun in a pocket or something, you know, watch your laundry. Just, and, you know, if they go, look, I don't have any guns. I go, look, I tell everybody this. This way, you don't have to feel like you have to expose yourself. Now, there is going to be a time where my guess is some government, you know, that's in power is going to say, look, we have to ask and we have to document it. You know, when that day comes, then we have to legally ask. But for now, I just educate everybody. Because I take the chance of somebody saying, no, I don't have a gun, and then I switch topics. I want to educate everybody, you know, reminding them that we got to be careful with the kids. This way it also respects your privacy and your Second Amendment rights. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.